We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Generation's ever seen. So all of those situations with all those landing spots, the only one that I would say is close is probably the Cubs. But the Cubs, I mean, they got the international guy that you wanted, Suzuki. They got a bunch of guys that you were trying to get in free agency. So I think we underrated the crummy situation that he was coming to. And just because the price tag, like the price tag on a player is what it is, doesn't mean their resume is commiserate to the price tag.
No, and I'm not saying that this is all on him. It's not. But it's just confounding how you bring in that type of presence. And he hasn't produced. He's been, you know, about a little bit above average in terms of his OPS since he's gotten here. But it's just confounding to me how you go and acquire a guy and then completely spiral. Again, I don't think this team is as bad as they have. But for the life, no one has been able to figure this out. And that's why, again, to go back to what we were talking about before, I do believe over the last 3 days, like, this Pirates series was the nail in the coffin for the hope that this team could somehow figure it out. For this team to somehow dig itself from 6 feet under to, like, the Cincinnati Reds just acquired Zach Littell. That's not a big name.
Ex-Giant.
They were 50-47.
I know.
The Giants at that point were 6 games above 500. That's a move to me that Buster Posey would have made if this team had shown a little bit of life in the last couple of weeks. But he can't justify even giving them some help. And Littell's not a big name. My point is, he can't even justify giving them some help. He certainly not doing what the Blue Jays just did a couple of minutes ago, which was acquiring Shane Bieber from the Cleveland Guardians. Those kinds of moves are reserved for either playoff teams or legitimate contenders. And the Giants have not shown themselves to be.
I don't understand. Like, we've been watching baseball. You've been watching that division. Like, we saw with the Angels, just because you have Trout and Ohtani doesn't mean you're going to win. I mean, like,
no. But the Giants were winning.
Yeah, what I'm saying is all these fringe role players were playing well above what their normal baseball card says. You know, like, it just all happened to coincide in the first couple months of the season. You know, like, if you've watched Wilmer Flores for the last 4 years with the Giants, he's a solid player. He wears down every year. Every year. He can't play every day. Like, he just can't. I mean, I watched Tony Gwynn's entire career down in San Diego, and the guy was one of the greatest players of all time. He never won anything. Like, yeah, because you got to have teammates around you. You have to have a great pitching staff. Right now, like, the Giants were overperforming for the first 2 months. And yeah, I get it. They brought in Devers, but they were never as good as what they showed the first 2 months. I'm surprised you're surprised over it.
Over going 13-25 in 38 games?
Well, no, I don't think they're that bad, but I'm saying, like, I just think they
That's what I'm saying is again, like, I didn't think that they were that good. I don't understand. For the life of me, I can't figure out how they've been this bad.
Well, they have two pitchers right now. Like, right? You know? Like, they don't have a fourth and fifth starter. I mean, I know Verlander's look better. Roop is on the IL. Their bullpen has been overtaxed. And the guys that were performing earlier in the year are not performing like that, and you're making tons of mental mistakes. They don't play good baseball.
Well, that's the part. Yeah, when you watch it play in real time, you realize how a team that doesn't realize how to get an extra out, how to take an extra base, makes errors. All those things lead to bad play, but they weren't doing, and that's why, to me, it does signal somewhat of a collapse. I'm hearing a player in Chapman 3 days ago saying, well, we're in on it.
Yeah.
And 3 days later saying, I completely understand why they're trading Tyler Rogers. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. It's always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got Sean Dunston, former Giants coach, former Giants player, two-time All-Star, double play partner with Ryan Sandberg, and played 18 years in the show, coming up at 8 o'clock. Going to talk to him about some of the things that are going on right now with San Francisco. He's familiar with their farm system, some of the things that they might have to very may well address in the next couple of hours before the 3 o'clock Major League Baseball trade deadline. And that's all courtesy of the River Islands guest line, River Islands in Lathrop. You know, and looking at the Tyler Rogers deal specifically, it's all clear now why they're doing it. And I think it's a move that helps bolster their bullpen. Buto, you can come in. He comes in. You can also re-sign Rogers at the end of the season, too. He's a two-month rental. You get a couple of prospects. But where do you think it goes from there? I mean, where would you go, Joe Shasky, after selling Tyler Rogers yesterday?
Well, like acknowledging that, like, moving Wilmer Flores or Mike Yastrzemski is not going to net you anything of significance. I would open up playing time. I think if you're going to wave the white flag at the deadline, then Giants fans want to see some of these young guys just to get a look at them before we either move those guys in deals in the offseason or call their career over. I want to get a look at some of these guys right now. What could it hurt to open up right field and give Luciano, Matos, Meckler, whoever they like the most, a couple of months of opportunities? Like, how could that hurt them in any way?
No, it shouldn't. I mean, but that's why I'm curious to see what they do with. I mean, to me, like, if I'm looking at the guys that, like, what should they do? To me, anybody who's not in their plans beyond next season, you got to have a conversation.
No, I agree. So what do you do with Robbie Ray? Because he's the number one chip you have.
Ray, to me, I would hang on to.
Okay.
Because I do think that this team has a chance to win if you make the right moves next season.
Do you acknowledge he's probably their most coveted chip?
Ray? Him or Duvall?
Yeah. Okay, would you trade Duvall?
I would consider that, yeah. Duvall, if I could get, again, Rogers to me signals they're not completely moving towards a fire sale, which is, and who knows, maybe they, if a package comes in for Ray or Duvall that you can't pass up on, that's something that I think you have to do. But Duvall, you're moving a player from a position of strength. That's how they were able to get Devers. They didn't need the starting pitching help, which now, ironically, it feels like they do. But Harrison wasn't in Posey's long-term plans. Hicks was fine. You can move those guys. Duvall is someone that I think the market is screaming is going to get you a ton. It got the Minnesota Twins not only a top 10 prospect, but a ready-made top 5 prospect, but Mick Abel, who's already cracked the Phillies rotation this year. That's a move that helps the Twins now and helps them later. And I think that's what Buster Posey is aiming for. I think this team is still in a position to bounce back next season and win.
So if you believe that.
So I don't think that you can completely sell everything for next year.
So, okay, but if you think they can win next year, who's your closer? Who's your closer next year?
Randy Rodriguez.
Okay.
And then it's a lot to ask.
He has not looked the same since the All-Star break.
No, he hasn't. Yeah, since Rooker rocked him in the All-Star game.
He's had the two opportunities in the ninth, basically, and came in relief of Duvall one time and then blew a save in the other one. I mean, he's very young, and these young closers take time to develop. You know, you just look at the history of the game. You know, a lot of the all-time greats didn't have 40 save seasons until they were 26, 27, 28 years old because they had to have that scar tissue. So there's going to be a big learning. I agree with you. I like Randy Rodriguez. I'm fascinated by him. But we also have to, like, accept, like, if you want to win next year, well, are you willing to accept the growing pains of a Randy Rodriguez? Camillo is a little farther along in his development. We could argue whether you trust him. Like, that's a whole separate conversation.
Well, that's another reason I think I don't know if he's going to continue to be the same closer.
I mean, a year ago, if I would have suggested trade Doval, we would have been like, yeah, but you're not getting anything for him. They shined him up big time this year, and he's worked out. I don't know what their thoughts are on Doval. Like, I think Ryan Walker's a guy I would consider moving. I think he has value to a specific team and a specific bullpen. And I also think that this team, over the last 5 or 6 years, has found unique ways to patchwork their bullpen. And I think the ballpark might factor into that a little. That has been a strength of theirs, is finding bullpen guys. So I'm more open to moving those guys. Ray, to me, is the biggest chip. And then the other guy that I ask out loud is Elliot Ramos. Is Elliot Ramos the kind of a guy who is going to make a ton of mistakes on the base pass and defensively? Is that a Buster guy?
Elliot Ramos?
Yeah, I ask that question out loud.
Well, I don't know, and that's another thing we're figuring out, too, in real time. Who is a Buster guy?
Is Jung-Hoo Lee. He didn't bring in Jung-Hoo Lee. He's $88 million left on his contract. Is he a Jung-Hoo Lee guy? Is that who Buster wants?
Ramos, I wouldn't move, just because it's his second full season in the major leagues. He was an all-star his first year. He's one of the few bats you actually do have, and he's under team control. He's pretty cheap. I mean, that's...
But with that, to me, the team control and pretty cheap, that's why I think he's extremely enticing league-wide.
Yeah, but...
Because he's pre-arb.
But you're trying to replace... You're going to replace Ramos with something that you're trading away.
Well, right now I'm looking at my roster and I say he brings a redundant skill set to what I already have locked in. Strikeout guy who's going to hit low 20 home runs.
But they don't. To be fair, they don't have a ton of those guys. Like I know that he's
Adamas,
the best.
Adamas, Chapman,
have.
And Devers are all. I mean, they're all high strikeout guys who hit in the 20s in terms of home runs. And then if you're going to play poor defense and be a poor base runner, like that's the Wilmer skill set. Right? That's the DH model.
But I have to assume that at age 25, 26, Ramos can also get better.
Okay.
Like, I mean, that's what I'm looking at. To me, I know it sounds crazy, but you know who's one of those three stolen bases this month?
Ramos.
It's from Ramos.
I know.
And I hate to sit up here and kind of cape for a guy who has run them out of, it feels like, 17 different situations this season and dropped multiple fly balls. But I have to assume that those things are correctable. Like, those are mental mistakes. He's never going to be a great left fielder. But he's literally the third worst outfielder in the game of baseball. I have to assume that he can be better than that.
But one thing we know about Buster, and he said it over and over again, it's why Yaz plays a lot. If you don't play good defense, I have a hard time, you know, playing you every day unless your bat is above and beyond significantly impactful. And I would say that he's kind of getting close to that. He's impactful, but is he that impactful where I overlook all these other mental mistakes? I don't know how they view him. I throw him out there because I actually think him packaged with one of these relievers would be able to net them back something. Now, I also acknowledge you're literally praying that one of the minor leaguers gives you production close to what Ramos has given you at the plate. Like, that I acknowledge. He has been a really good offensive player. But these other areas, like, I'm weighing them, and I'm like, the way they want to play baseball, I don't know.
Well, and that's why I think it's interesting to look at what they did yesterday. The prospects they acquired are close to pro-ready. They're AAA guys. One of them, the pitcher, has actually cracked the major leagues and made starts this year for the New York Mets. So what is Posey really looking at right now?
Well,
is he looking at trying to improve next year's team? Is he looking down the line? What is he trying to do here?
What'd you make of the outfielder acquisition? Center fielder from Tennessee. Obviously, if you watch college baseball, you kind of know who this guy is.
Yeah.
I mean, very tantalizing, you know, player. 5'9", hits a lot of bomb, puts the ball in play. What do you make of that?
I'll tell you on the other side because we got to hit a break here. I also want to get into what they are thinking about how they got here. Like, how quickly has this thing turned? What can they do? What is the Rogers signal trade? We got you with every single Major League Baseball trade deadline update coming up. Shane Bieber has gone to the Blue Jays. They've sent a top five prospect back. There's closers on the move. Duran, Helsley. What's going to happen today between now and 3 o'clock? What are the Giants going to do? We got you locked here on 95.7 The Game. Sean Dunston, former Giants coach, almost 20 years in the bigs, is coming up at 8 o'clock to help us with that. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by carsforkids.org. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni. Joe Shasky, we're back out.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
After this. Oh. As opposed to a peak. Yeah, the lowest point. This is the lowest point. Yes.
It does feel, but I feel like we've hit rock bottom 700 times in the last 2 months. So, yeah, it's the rock bottom today.
Well, but I do think that depending on what the Giants do at the deadline, it can feel like you're coming out. Like the team, I think most people would say that the season is a lost cause.
Uh-huh.
Getting to the playoffs, probably not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
But depending on what you do and what we were talking about before with players like Doval, like players like Ray, maybe even Elliot Ramos, depending on what you do with those guys will give people, I think, Shasky, something that they haven't had the last couple of weeks, which is hope that this thing could move in a positive direction.
Well, I actually am much more hopeful about just the overall health of the organization than I was last year, the year before, the year after. Like, look, in one offseason, essentially, or one full calendar year, essentially, they've got a shortstop, a third baseman, and conceivably a first baseman DH for the next 4 or 5 years. They didn't have any of those things. Like, they've been on one-year deals at eight positions on the diamond for the last 5 years.
Well, and that's why, like,
the bar was that low.
Well, so I forget if it was Wilden Dibbs or maybe it was Signing Guru. They're talking about how this season feels exactly like the last three. I would argue that today is an opportunity for the new front office to show us that things are different. That just because a team is 500 doesn't mean that the organization has to be in a holding pattern. You're right. Last couple of years, it's been some cobbled together version of, well, we got great pitching performances from Rodon, but these guys and our bats haven't been good. Last year, Snell had a horrible first half and he was hurt, but he had a great second half, so we cobbled together some wins at the end. Like, guys going up, going down. Tyler Fitzgerald's July last year. Casey Smith's June, two summers ago. Like, all of those things were, you know, kind of, I think, representative of the Farhan era, which was, we're puzzle piecing together 500 seasons. This is a Giants team in which you do have contracts that are beyond 2025. So how are we going to supplement those contracts? How are they going to support what's supposed to be their core through the trade deadline this year, off season next year, so that next season we don't come back thinking, well, it's just a different version of a 500 team.
Yeah, no, so you said Willard and Dibbs, and then we're doing this during the crossover?
Yeah, I think they're talking about how, well, we're in the same place that they are the deadline.
The results are very similar.
Yes.
Okay, I would agree. But to me, like, the building blocks are much different. Like, you know, when you remodel a house, it may all look the same from the outside, but when you get inside, some places have dry rot, some places have termites, some places don't, right? So the 2023 team, Lamont Wade Jr., J.D. Davis, Tyrell Estrada, final year of Brandon Crawford, Jock Peterson, Michael Conforto, okay? All those guys, what was it all? At the end of their tenure with the Giants, at the end of their tenure in Major League Baseball, on some sort of small mall deal. Like, I didn't think we were building to anything. I actually do feel like, even though it's been a lost year, it does feel like we are building towards something. Like, I do feel that way. Maybe others don't, and they're frustrated and they're angry because the results are almost identical. I do feel like we found some leaders. I don't think if I looked in the 2023 dugout, I'm like, who's the leader? Kapler? That's what we thought. Kapler's the leader. When I look in that dugout now, when you go to the games, when you watch it on television, it's like, oh, it's clear. Adames is one of the leaders on this team. They have a leader. Like, there is a nucleus there. You watch them, you know, warm up before the game. You can tell some of the guys really do get along. There are some young pieces. I didn't feel that way overall health-wise of the organization 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or even last year at the deadline.
Well, and it's also because, like, I don't think that Buster Posey wanted to give up on this team. I don't think that's a part of his DNA.
I agree.
He had to. He literally had to give up because this team has not shown a pulse for about a quarter of the season. It's not a small sample size anymore what this Giants team has been. They've been awful. They've been boneheaded. They haven't made the correct baseball plays. They haven't been able to hit when they've needed to. Buster Posey, they forced his hand. If the Giants sell today, if it's Ray, if it's Doval, if it's Ramos, maybe even just Flores, Yaz, they get off expiring deals and they look towards next season. No matter what level of sell, fire sale, or somewhere in between, it's because this team forced his hand. And Buster Posey was left with no choice but to look at, well, what do we have to trade? Because I can't invest in this team. I think if the Giants, again, had shown any sort of life in the last week during this homestand, he would have given them something.
He
would have given them some reinforcements, but he can't.
Don't you just feel like, as a Giants fan out there, don't you feel better that, hey, if a deal's out there to be made, this guy's actually going to take a big swing. He's going to be bold.
Yes.
Okay, you could argue about, is Devers the right move? Was it the right move? Has it worked out yet? No. But, like, the prior regime was, don't do anything. That's literally what the setting was on every single big move. Can you land a free agent? Yeah, we can. We know that we can. Now, is he the right free agent? Is it going to pan out? Will it be a great deal when it's all said and done? Time will tell. I like Willie, you know, and I think he's played a lot better recently, batting .341 in the month of July.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I don't think he's a .341 hitter. It's a great month. I think if he can finish on a high note, I'll feel really encouraged. I have different questions 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, but that's a lot of these contracts that are multi-year. Hey, can you put together a situation where young guys in the bullpen can thrive? Boy, it feels like we have. They shined up Camilla Doval in 1 year. I thought Camilla was done here psychologically. I didn't think he would be able to figure it out. I thought he lost his job, and I thought he was going to be a malcontent and be done. You know what? They figured that out. Whatever, whether it's Buster, the staff, whatever, Camilo getting credit for it, they figured that out. Randy Rodriguez, boy, what a revelation he's been this year. You saw glimpses of it last year when he came up early on, but he's really been outstanding this year. I think there's a lot of positive stories, but the overarching of like buy and be all in for the now, like I wanted those things to happen. But now I am trying to recalibrate and I'm saying to myself, all right, to your point, how do we get better for next year? And to me, one of the moves getting better for next year is, all right, let's bring up Bryce Eldridge. Like, let's see it. Let's get a taste of it. So if I have to move off of Wilmer, hey, Wilmer, you've been a great Giant. Where do you want to go? I'll take pennies on the dollar to just get rid of you, just to give you an opportunity to go somewhere. Do right by Wilmer, all right? That's what I would do. Mike Yastrzemski, let's open up the outfield. What do I have in AAA, a plethora of? I don't even know if these guys are good. Meckler, McCray, Luciano, Matos is the big league level, and the new guy that you just brought in. Let's open up some opportunities in the outfield. We're done with Yas. He's a good guy. He's a fourth outfielder. Some playoff team could use him as a defensive replacement late in the game. He's not helping you win games now, and he's not in the future cards. Those are the kind of moves I'd be looking to deal. We talked about it in the bathroom as we were coming late back to break. Is there a catcher out there under team control that we can go get? That's something I don't think we talk enough about. The catching position right now is so below offensive standards, it's scary. Like, it is scary hours for our catching position, and we have no prospects in the minor leagues. Are there any catchers out there that could be had? That's a position I'm looking to upgrade for the now and into the future. These are the things that I would be looking at as I'm approaching the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, what you're highlighting is the amount of holes this roster has, which is a lot. No, you're right. And look, yesterday to me, it signaled a couple things. It means that's the tip of the iceberg. Like, Tyler Rogers got traded by the San Francisco Giants to the New York Mets for Jose Buzo, which is a big league reliever. I think he's also got some years under him still on his contract. Blade Tidwell is a top 10 prospect for the New York Mets. He's a right-handed pitcher. He's cracked the bigs. He slots in as the number 12 prospect for the Giants.
And they need him.
And then Gilbert is the number 12 guy for the Mets. He's the AAA outfielder you're talking about.
I know nobody watches college baseball, but Tennessee, because of their coach and just how good they've been over the last, you know, whatever, handful of years, like, I've got a chance to see this guy was very intriguing coming out. Had a I think it was his junior year was his monster year at Tennessee. And we know they're a loaded team every year, and there's a lot of players that come out of there. So I'm fascinated to see this guy. Aren't you?
Well, then that's another reason why.
Microphone.
Oh, sorry about that. Thank you.
It's all good. I do that move like four times a week.
If that's where I'm looking at, all right, who's most likely to go today for the Giants? I think it's Justin Verlander. I think that's the player.
We haven't talked about him,
but I do think that a playoff team is looking at the Giants, and I don't think he'd get you much. But I didn't think Tyler Rogers would get you much.
I'm shocked at what they got back for Tyler Rogers.
And who knows whether these players will pan out. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. To me, it reminds me a little bit of the Darren Ruff deal from a few years ago, where you had a couple years left. And you actually got a guy who's now on the roster from that trade, which is Carson Seymour.
I actually like Carson Seymour.
He's not bad.
I'm intrigued by him. And this is
he
where
he throws hard. He's got tools.
As we talk about, like, you know, flashing and showcasing and giving people opportunities, I want to see more of Carson Seymour.
Is there anyone today you do not want to see traded? And who do you think is most likely to go? Or who would you like to see dealt? 888-957-9570.
There's a lot of speculation that the Houston Astros are looking for a third baseman. Is there any world?
Well, they're going to need one. Yeah, Perez just tore his hamstring.
Is there any world, I'm just asking out loud, where Devers or Chapman is dangled out there? Is there anyone out there of a Giants fan who would consider that kind of a move?
I personally wouldn't.
Am I blasphemous for even suggesting it out loud?
No, I don't think anything's off the table.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I mean, to me, I'm looking at who's not in the plans for 2025. That's where I think we differ. Like, anybody who's not, that also applies to minor league guys. I don't think Luciano's in their long-term plans.
So then,
if you could package him with a big league player to get something a little bit better that helps you now, helps you later, that's something I'd be interested in. If I could somehow, in a perfect world, flip, and hang with me here, if I could flip a Camilo Doval for someone, say, like a Steven Kwan, from the Cleveland Guardians.
You know, I have a man crush on him.
I know. I think most of us do. But that's not a move that's like, all right, we're going to get a prospect. We're getting a haul. That's where I think the trade deadline, and a couple days ago, I used the word buy probably incorrectly. The opportunity, the deadline to me is to build.
Yes.
Building for next season and the foreseeable future. But to me, because you have the Chapmans, you have the Devers, you have the Adamases, even the Lees a little bit, you do have to still have an eye on competing next season. And that's why doing something like they did with Rodgers, to me, it acquires a couple prospects, so you help your system, but it also doesn't completely break you in your bullpen because you got a ready-made guy.
Yeah, and what does the lineup need right now? And this is why I've people get mad because I'm just suggesting how you get better, but the lineup needs a guy who puts the ball in play at the top of the order, who can be a traditional leadoff man. They have failed to put out a traditional leadoff man forever. Like, honestly, probably since Angel Pagan, they have been searching for somebody who can be a catalyst spark plug at the top of a lineup. Someone who can put some pressure on the base pass, right? Now, Kwan isn't necessarily a guy that's going to steal 40 or 50 bags. He doesn't have that Acuna-like speed. But he is a guy, as you saw in the three-game series against the Giants, he will take off. They will do hit and runs, you know, with him. And he is a guy that makes a pitcher throw over. Right now, the Giants do not have a guy like that on their roster. He's an excellent defender. He's got a plus arm. I think he slots into multiple spots for them in the outfield. He could be right field or left field. So I would love to make a move like that.
Again, something love that it. Helps you now, something that helps you. Kwan's under team control through 2027. You know, again, he'd be a hefty price. It might cost you more than Doval, but Doval is also under team control. The Guardians, thanks to gambling, need a new closer. Maybe they're looking at how to replace Class A. These are all ideas that, to me, have to be on the table. 888-957-9570. Getting's in for Spadoni with Shasky. Is there anyone you don't want to see traded today from the Giants? And who has to go in your mind? Who is on the block that Buster Posey needs to try and get off of? Also, coming up at 8 o'clock, we're talking to Sean Dunston, 18 years in the show. Almost 2 decades as a coach, a lot of it with the San Francisco Giants, knows their farm system in and out, multi-time All-Star. We're going to talk to him in a half hour coming up on the roast. But right now, let's go out to Fairfield and talk to Ryan. Ryan, good morning, man. What's going on? Happy deadline day.
Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First-time caller here. Love your show. Just had a kind of a scenario question. We have a kind of a logjam of redundancy with the DH and first base mm-hmm. position. Would Chapman be a guy that's possibly, you know, on the block to move? You could get a haul for him. And that's really if the scenario is we're selling, we're giving up on this year, and we're looking for the future.
I mean, I think it's something you have to consider.
Thanks, Ryan.
I also think Chapman is a Buster type of a guy, the way he goes about it and all that. But if Chapman is going to be your 3-4-5 hitter, which is what he's been basically for the Giants all year as they've changed all these different lineups, like, ideally he's a 6 hitter. Like, that's really, really want him. You want him as like a 5-6-7 hitter. And I think before the Ryan McMahon trade, I was like, Yankees. You know, he'd be a perfect Yankee. They've been looking for a third baseman forever.
Yeah.
Now I'm sitting here and I'm like, I know the Astros have been very odd with some of their money decisions. They were afraid to pay Kyle Tucker. They needed a third baseman. That's why they made the trade with the Cubs. And now I'm sitting here and I'm saying, like, I mean, is that a team, as they let Bregman walk, is that a team that might look at Matt Chapman? I know that's signaling something different to people out there, but like, I think these are the kind of creative trades where everything needs to be on the table for this team. If they really want to get over the hump, I don't think you can, you know, thumb your nose at any of these deals.
Well, this is from the 510. This to me would be the extreme example of that sort of approach. And it's from the Boxer and Gruson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yes, in regards to Chapman, he's the least clutch hitter of all time. It's a little extreme.
That's extreme.
Devers can go, can't hit a fastball. To me, again, that sort of flies in the face of what Posey's been trying to establish, which is getting this team to establish their players, their core, their talent. Chapman, is he a great player right now? Probably not. But he's still one of the most solid players you have.
Matt Chapman is a really good player.
Winning baseball player.
I agree.
Rafael Devers, though he hasn't hit, is a winning baseball player, and that's why, again, they have effectively thrown the towel in for this season. But I also believe that baseball, it's a game and it's a law of averages. If you bring the core back next year, I'm not talking about the whole team. You don't run it back. But
Adamas, Chapman, Devers.
If you want to throw Lee in there, you can. But that three, like okay. that three right there, I think you got something there. And to me, not that they'd be off the table if you could get if you could get the world for them. Maybe you think about it. But Buster Posey is looking at, I think, how to supplement those guys as opposed to taking offers for them.
If I ask Giants fans today, there's an offer on the deal for a bunch of prospects. We're going hypothetical. And Rafi Devers is involved. Is it no go? Or are you listening? The fact that I'm even suggesting that a month or whatever, a month and a half afterwards, is kind of insane.
But why? I guess I would ask why you feel that way.
Because I think that when we made the move, we were thinking like, hey, we're closer than we are. And now that I'm looking at it today, we have significantly more holes than even I thought. And I think that the rebuild is like, we're in a rebuild. We're not in a contention mode. We're just not.
I kind of disagree. Like, a rebuild? Really?
Right field's up in the air. I don't know about center field. Like, I really don't. I have my own doubts. Second base is up in the air. First base currently is kind of up in the air, even though you have Devers there, which kind of explains why I'm in this position. Catcher's up in the air. Three pitching spots in my rotation are up in the air, and that's with Robbie Ray on the team. Closer, if you trade him away, might be up in there. That's a lot of holes. That's a lot of holes to fill. I don't know, man. I just wonder, like, is Devers already untouchable for most Giants fans? I think that the number is actually closer to 50-50 than people want to admit.
I mean, then why'd you trade for him in the first place?
Because we were so desperate to finally get a middle-of-the-order bat under team control because we failed for 15 years.
And after a couple months of bad baseball, you'd be willing to give up on it?
Yeah, I just think... I
hear what you're saying.
Everything's on the table, but
to me, I just think that to me would be Buster Posey overreacting to what he's seen for a couple of months. You acquired Devers for 8 years.
I know. And how are you feeling like 2 months in?
Not great.
Do you feel comfortable?
That's what's been so confounding to me. Again, we went through the list of trades of star players that have gotten to different teams. The only guy who hasn't succeeded immediately was Lindor of the list of the last 5 years we talked about. Mookie, Tucker, Arenado, Corbin Burns. The list goes on. My point is, I have to assume that he's going to hit like the player that he's been for his entire career and not the player he's been for 2 months.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Otherwise, why did you make the trade in the first place?
Because those guys, Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, were doing nothing for you. Jordan Hicks sucked. Like, let's call it what it is. He sucked. And he was super disrespectful to a lot of people in the bullpen, from my understandings. And it just wasn't a great teammate. Nor a great person. But he sucked. Like, let's just call it what it is. Like, the guy thinks he's a starter. He's a reliever. He wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Like, they were doing nothing with him.
I'm with you.
Okay? Like, it was pennies on the dollar. Like, that's all. The pennies on the dollar. But that being said, I like Devers. But the fact that he can't play a defensive position currently is a big part of this. And the fact that your number one prospect plays the same position as him defensively is a big part of this. If you didn't have Bryce Eldridge, I wouldn't even think of it this way.
Well, I think Bryce Eldridge is going to be good too. But I can't assume that Bryce Eldridge is going to come up and become what Rafael Devers is.
No doubt. No, I agree with you there. I mean, look, no, if he...
He's got a ton of power, but also, I hate to be that guy, but like, and I know they're in different stratospheres. Carson Wisenhunt is your number two prospect.
Well, he has struggled like crazy all year.
And he doesn't look like he's going to be anything close to a future Cy Young winner.
I learned my lesson.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
With Kyle Harrison, who was the number one or number two left-handed starter in minor league, you know, baseball. The guy was a long ways away. Didn't we learn our lesson with Luciano? There are no saviors. I'm just saying, like, how I view Devers, like, the whole Bryce hype is kind of baked into it a little. Like, I think you have to have that kind of, you know, not caution, but you have to, you know, think about it, right?
See, I want Eldridge in the same lineup as Rafael Devers. I want him to hit alongside him.
I would too, but would you also agree that we also thought that Rafi could play a little bit of first base better than what we've seen? That he could just play DH and be happy with it? Now it kind of feels like, nah, he wants to play in the field. We're kind of under the understanding he wants to play in the field.
Yeah, but also, I don't know if Eldridge is a good first baseman. He started playing the position a little over a year ago. So that
is to be determined as well. I agree.
Yeah, no, look, there's a lot of question marks. What we're trying to get into now is what the Giants need to do, they should do on deadline day. Who do you want to see traded? Who do you want to go? 888-957-9570. Let's talk to Dave, who's in Fremont. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning. Good conversations, as always. Real quick, like, if we're going to sell and try to trade, like, you know, the Chapmans and Devers and stuff like that, I think we have to have a goal of what we want in return. You know, we know that Farhan didn't do a really good job of bolstering the farm system. So I think if you're going to go out and look to deal, like, you know, a Chapman and those types of guys, even a Verlander, if you can get a couple of prospects for him, I think that's what our goal is. If we're going to be trading guys like that. And if you're going to trade Devers after, you know, all the hype and everything that happened after we dealt for him, you know, everybody's saying, you know, we've been waiting for a middle of an order bat like this for a long time, somebody who's under team control. If you're even going to think about trading him right now again after everything, you got to try to get back at least the team's number one, two, and three prospects. Like, there's no way you can try to trade Devers and not get anything like that
in return. Dave, honestly, I'll let you finish here. I think it's more the fact that I even have to think about it is sad to me, I guess, is where I'm at. The fact that I'm even considering that is the part that I'm most sad about.
Absolutely. And I mean, think about where we were at when we traded for
him. I know.
You know what I mean? You had all the guys showed up for the, you know, the press conference. There was all this buzz and stuff like that. We were, what, teetering right around like 10 games over, you know, 500. We were all talking about like, you know, let's go get another, you know, quality starting pitcher and let's, you know, really go after this thing. And you know what the worst part about all of this is too, is that the Dodgers are playing like absolute garbage right now.
I know.
They're playing the worst baseball they've played in a really long time. And we are just absolutely just, yeah. One thing I did want to say real quick, and I'm not even going to try to get myself taken off the air. But one thing I did want to say really quick before it kind of seems like we're throwing up the white flag, I would have liked to see them get a little creative, and try to maybe move like a Flores, and then bring up Eldridge, let him play first base, but Rafi at DH, let Chapman play third. And then here's what I would do. You have a whole season right now and an off season to work with Devers at first base. Yaz is going to be a free agent. He's going to work with Eldridge all year in the off season at trying to play the outfield, because you know what? When you go 0-28 with runners in scoring position, call up your best prospect, because guess what? You're not going to get any worse. Love y'all.
Good call.
Have a good day.
Good call.
All right.
Well, there's this like train of thought about these prospects. Like, you called up Joey Bart too soon. It's like, all right, we've now kind of seen Joey Bart at the big league level for a couple years. Do we really think he was 6 months of development away from being Johnny Bench?
No.
Right?
No. Obviously not.
No. Like, you kind of are what you are. That doesn't mean you can't get better.
He's drawing trade interest, by the way.
Who is?
Joey Bart.
They could help the Giants. Is there a reunion?
Had to have Tom Murphy. I mean, Jesus, don't even start me. But like,
you started you.
There's this train of thought that, like, you can't ruin Bryce Eldridge. What if they called him up for a week or two after the deadline? And even if he struggles, like even if he struggles a little, like, is the shine really that far off him?
No. Look, I think the worst this thing gets, the closer they are to calling up Eldridge. We've already seen Wisenhunt. Like, to me, if I had a list of priorities for today,
yeah,
if I'm Buster Posey, got my president of baseball operations hat on, I am trying to move, number one, Justin Verlander. He has
That's not getting you anything, but yeah.
But he can get you something. I'm trying to move, I'll put him in the same category, Yastrzemski and Flores.
Yeah, again, probably those are just offloading, but keep going.
Well, you're offloading, but you're also creating room.
That's the thing for me.
Which is also a part of the Verlander getting rid of him. Like, to me, there are people that I would rather see what they have than another 10 meaningless starts of Justin Verlander. So that's part of it. Like, Verlander, Yaz, and Flores are all about, yes, maybe you get something, maybe you don't, but you're clearing space for your younger guys. And then the third one, the guy who I would legitimately think about trading, is Camilo Duvall. Because I think the Giants would be able to sustain the loss of a back-end power elite arm, if you want to put Duvall in that category, for not just the remainder of this season, but even next season. Because I think Rodriguez has a chance to take a step. I think Ryan Walker has had elite years in him before and could potentially be an elite setup man once again. I think their bullpen is a position of strength, and that's why I would deal from it. But to me, the Verlander, Flores, Yaz, like, let's see Eldridge get some at-bats. Let's see someone in AAA get some ABs in right field.
So then let's talk about the big dogs. Jung-Hoo Lee, Robbie Ray. Where are you at on those two deals?
Jung-Hoo Lee is a tough one, because I don't know what you could get for him. Like, and to be fair, he is a good defensive center fielder. And you don't, again, if you get rid of him, then you're trying to fill his place. Like, and I don't think that the Giants are looking at next season like they want to take a big step back. If I can go find a better center fielder, sure, let's think about it. If you think that the Giants can go and acquire one in free agency, let's think about dealing him. But until then, I hate to say it, but Jung-Hoo Lee's going to be on this team. And Robbie Ray's an interesting one, but I think that I would keep him because I can always deal him next year. And if things go really poorly, teams are going to need left-handed starting pitching. And I just think that the Giants would be able to deal him now as well as later. And next year you hope you bring back a good team and you compete and try and get to the wild card, or God forbid, win the challenge for the division.
It's just, to the caller's point, like seeing the Dodgers be as bad as they've been this year, God, if we were just a little better. I mean, just a little better if ever there was a year. Mookie Betts having an awful year by his standards. Awful.
Yeah, he's been terrible.
And he'd still be one of the best Giants by the metrics. It's just, it's very frustrating right now. And I think the Jung Woo Lee thing, I think he's an all right defender. I don't think he's elite in terms of his first step. He's has not taken control out there like I want.
But again, like, I'm trying to think about, so
he's good.
If you trade a guy for prospects, how are you going to replace them? And I know that Jung Hoo Lee is not the sexiest player. I know Ramos isn't the sexiest player.
I will give you this.
But how am I going to replace those guys?
They are big league players.
I mean, they are. And yeah, you can take the all-star off the table. Like, Ramos on a good team is still a five or a six hitter. Like, he in a perfect world would be the Giants' Teoscar Hernandez.
Yes.
Like, that's who he could potentially become one day, a guy that's going to give you 25 to 30 home runs, not be a very good outfielder, but still be a solid bat towards the back end or middle part of your order.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, though. When you go up and down the lineup, there are too many either one-way players or too many guys with redundant skill sets. And that's why I think they need to make moves to get some juice. They need to get some juice. And what I mean by juice, athleticism. That has been the calling card that they've been yelling about for 5 years, and we still have yet to get it. I think as I look at the Jung Woo Lee thing, the biggest disappointment on this team is the fact that he has not been the athlete on the bases or the speedster or the catalyst at the top of the lineup that we all envisioned.
No, and on a good team, he's probably hitting 8 or 9.
Yes.
On a good team, on a playoff team, of which the Giants currently are not. You know, but again, I guess I'm looking at not necessarily subtracting all of it. I think what Buster Posey is trying to accomplish at this deadline is threading a bit of a needle. He's trying to relieve dead weight, but he's also got an eye on next season. Because, I think he was forced to give up on this team. Not give up, essentially, but refuse to buy. But I don't think he, in his heart of hearts, believes this team is this poor. I mean, they have been the worst team in baseball, and I don't think it's crazy to believe that next season, when you bring back your core, you're still going to have, if you don't trade Ray, a couple of horses up top. You know you still have a good bullpen. That's a team that can compete. But I think that Buster Posey is looking to build, not to sell.
So it's funny that you, like, and I've kind of fallen into this trap, like the core of Adamas, Chapman, Endeavors. The more and more I think about that core, and you have to have other players around them.
Yes.
I don't think that's a great core three. If I look at the core three of the other teams in the National League, just in general, just go National League, Phillies, Schwarber, Turner, Harper. You could put other guys in there, but that's who they're going to probably start with. Well, that core is better, right?
Yeah.
Lindor, Soto, Alonso. That core is better, right? Machado, Merrill, and Tatis. Is that core better?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right? Dodgers, we know. I hear you. It is a nice core. What I'm saying is it's a nice core, and you still have a long way to go because that core is so far away from these other cores. Like, that's the reality of where the Giants are at. And I was fooled into thinking they were a little farther along than they were.
Well, but I also don't think it's crazy to believe that they're that far behind. Like, what if Eldridge turns out to be a dude? You see a flash of it this season.
That could change everything.
And you pencil him in the middle of the order at first base alongside Devers, Adamas. Then that order might not be so bad.
What
if they add to it in free agency this offseason? The one thing that the collapse of the last couple of months really hurts to me is their ability to sell this franchise to an impending free agent. Like, I thought that Rafael Devers and the acquisition, I don't know if it would catapult the Giants, but it would certainly keep them at a competitive level. You challenge for the wild card, you get in maybe, but you certainly go into next winter or this winter believing that someone is going to look at your team as appealing, like a potential. Not maybe a Kyle Tucker, but a good name. Now I do wonder if people are looking at the Giants and saying, "Well, what has really changed about them?" That's why I think that the deadline is important for them to do something different than they have the last few years. They've just been a holding pattern, and this is, to me, the one opportunity they have to separate themselves, Posey does, from the prior regime.
Yeah, I don't know about these free agents and how they view the situation. Like, it only takes one, as they always say, but to your point, like, who wants to join a losing team? Who wants to join a team that doesn't feel joyless? Who wants to join a team where it feels like your offensive numbers are going to crater, you know? And that, I think them hitting some sort of little optimism before the end of the year post-trade deadline is important. That I agree with. Having a little burn, having a little optimism is extremely important. I'm watching Adames, like, dap it up with, you know, O'Neal Cruz and Ke'Bryan Hayes and all those guys from the other team the other day. He does command a lot of respect around the league from a lot of different other dugouts. So I just wonder how influential he is in terms of enticing. But, like, he is far, like, a far cry from, like, Bryce Harper wants you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to, I sound, like, almost ridiculous suggesting that.
No, but Philadelphia is a team that has shown an ability to court big-name free agents.
Absolutely.
The Dodgers are the same. The Padres, meanwhile, the core that you talked about, two of those three guys are homegrown.
Yeah.
You know, Tatis came
with
the system.
Well, that was a great
trade. Merrill is an awesome prospect. And by the way, one of the few that they didn't give up. Like, that's part of it, too. The Giants, they have one prospect, in my mind, that is as close to untouchable as the term is. That's Eldridge. Everybody else should be on the table. Now, I don't think that they are going to use any of their best guys to go out and trade for someone. But if they, let's say they, if they don't think that Marco Luciano is going to contribute to this baseball team in 2027, why not see what he, along with someone else from your, you know, maybe it's a Yaz or a Flores, like that kind of package could net you something that you like. I don't think Posey, by the way, is beholden to any of these prior holdovers from the Farhan Zaidi era.
I agree. And if I see another Luciano AAA home run and everybody retweet it, my head's going to explode. Like, I just...
Well, that's all well and good, but he's going to DH?
No, I know. This goes back to the redundancy of the roster. Either bring him up and play him. I don't even know what position he is. Like, I legitimately don't know. Either bring him up and play him or move him. Like, I can't keep hearing about the same guys over and over. But to be fair, at one point, I said the same thing about Ramos, and they were like a week away from cutting Ramos, and look what he's become.
And this is from the 415 in the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Why would Robbie Ray want to stay with this defense behind him? Trade the guy. He's going to want to stay because he's going to finish top 10 in Cy Young. I mean, he has had a hell of a year.
That's why people want to stay.
And he's getting paid.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's getting paid. He's got one more year left on his deal. Like, that's, I personally would be reluctant to give up on Ray a year early.
But I also acknowledge he's the guy that gets you the most back. It's tough. It's a really tough conundrum because I don't see how you're good in 2026 without a guy like Robbie Ray.
I mean, that's why I don't think a full fire sale is imminent. I could be wrong. But I think it took a lot for Posey to turn around and trade someone like Tyler Rogers. Not because he's Billy Wagner, but because it signals to the team that we're not in it.
No.
We're not in it.
If you were going to go anywhere, it was going to be with him.
Yeah.
And he was going to be a big part of that. He, you know, Tyler Rogers, so controversial. And look, I had my frustrations with him. Miscast as a closer, he's a great reliever for them. Like a freaking great reliever for them.
And we can break that down on the other side. But coming up in about 5 minutes, we got Sean Dunstan on the River Islands guest line. Big league player for nearly 20 years. Giants coach for over a decade. He's going to join us on the other side on 95.7 The Game. But right now it's time for the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm. Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Giants reliever Eric Miller took a step closer to his return yesterday through a 30-pitch bullpen session earlier this week. Through a 20-pitch session over the weekend, Miller expected to need a few tune-up games in the minors before making his return from a sprained left elbow, on track to return to the field in the second or third week of August. That's the injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Also coming up today at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Washington Mystics. You can hear that game on the Valkyries channel or on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX pregame beginning at 4 o'clock Pacific. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. Sean Dunstan on the other side on 95.7 The Game. All coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Getting Zim for Spadoni with Shasky. We're back after this.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.